Welcome back to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
You threw a new phone number
in
there.
I did throw a new number in there. 396-0577. So technology is incredible. It still rings through to my cell phone, but in an effort to make things more effective and better than ever, we're always upgrading those systems. And I just wanted detailed reporting of all of our phone calls in and out of our office, what source they came from, so that then we can use that information to pump more dollars to the sources that are doing a better job advertising, that are doing a better job with connecting to the customers. We've also, that technology now allows you to ring multiple numbers at once. I mean, everybody wants to talk to a live person, right, and not a machine. So, yeah, when we're doing stuff like in the studio, and that number was called, it would actually then ring my listing partner, Alex Burden, if you didn't get a hold of me. So just some upgrades there. So, yeah, the radio show, 396-0577. We'd always love to hear from you. And now we'll have a better report of exactly when we do hear from you. So that's what we're working on there.
Lance, I love how you stay on this cutting edge of technology.
Well, mine never stops working.
We like to keep improving and making it better. And I'm all jazzed up about this. My whole office thinks I'm just a geek. and I am. But it helps us be more efficient. And helps us work on that. So, yeah, great stuff. That, of course, is our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, I assume you've been very busy with all these closings.
Yep, it's been a great month and really great start to the year. So we're just trying to keep everything on track and keep it rolling. So it's been a good year.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Well, we always like to start off with our pop culture / celebrity house that's on the market. And this week, up in New York, they just put on the market Scott Fitzgerald's party house. Now, Scott Fitzgerald was the writer of
The Great Gatsby.
John McKay, man. He is on it, of The Great Gatsby. This is the house that him and his wife, Zelda, spent 2 years in the 1920s as their kind of party house. And laid the groundwork and the basis for, as John McKay said, for the writing of The Great Gatsby. So, of course, it has been renovated a number of times, but it's really cool. When you look at the home, you immediately get that feeling. A lot of the movie adaptations and the illustrations that depicted it are very, very interesting. But it is a gorgeous, gorgeous Mediterranean-style home. That is in for sale in Great Neck, New York. And that's 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 5,000 square feet. It always shocks me to look down at the numbers when we report these New York stories. That's coming in at $752 a square foot.
Lance, we've had a lot worse on the radio show.
We've had a lot worse.
It sounds reasonable, really.
For celebrity real estate, that is nearing reasonable there, we will say, for the celebrity real estate. So that was a fun one to see for sure and kind of picture what went on back there in the 1920s and then have the book and have read through that. So really, really good one. Now, we always like to kind of, when we see things happen, and today's topic will be a little bit about this, but on the local real estate market in the last month, I've seen twice something that doesn't always happen in the Tri-Cities, and that is on two different occasions, I have seen teardowns in the Tri-Cities in the last month. And so these were homes that were purchased primarily just for their location, whether that be on the river or on the golf course, very specific lots and views. Those homes were, some of them were older and needing of renovations. Instead, they were purchased, tore down, and then now are being rebuilt on that site with a new house plan. So I tell you what, there's a lot of things I don't want from the Seattle market to come to the Tri-Cities, but we've seen multiple offers and now teardowns in the same month. I had to double check I wasn't in Seattle. So there are definitely some. It's always an interesting business, and when you drive around and see those things, it's kind of fun to see the type of things we've only heard about in the news stories happening in the Tri-Cities. And that kind of led us to Tom and I talked earlier this week, and we had a number of clients this week that came up to our topic of working on either renovations in an existing house or renovations as you're purchasing a house. And what you need to think about, maybe you can't purchase for one reason or another, but you want to do an existing renovation. And a great topic, as Tom and I were brainstorming earlier in the week, is perfect example is I had some clients last week. They were looking at new construction. They were wanting a little more space and a newer type home. And so we went out and we did some valuations on their house, and the new construction project didn't come together. For one reason or another, we weren't able to put that together. And so they came back and they said, well, I think we're thinking about staying where we're at, but we're going to do some kitchen and bath remodel and some tile remodel. What do you think about that? Well, in this particular instance, it was great because I had gone out to the home. I had done a market evaluation of what their home was worth as it sat. And then they were able to pose this question to me. So now I can make a great, great determination. And in this particular case, my recommendation back was, please do not do any of that. They had a very nice home, and it was in a neighborhood where we were topping out the value of what they could get for that neighborhood. So regardless of what they went ahead and did next, we weren't going to get the money back out of it for those repairs. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about some of those remodel projects. Another thing that spurred on this topic is every year about this time, Remodel Magazine comes out with a cost versus value of what are the best projects you can do to get your money back. And those numbers have now been updated for the Pacific Coast region, which we fall into, along with 2015 values, so that I can report to you guys, here are the projects that return you the most amount of money when you're looking at this renovation topic. Number one on that list for the last 3 years and continues to be number one on that list, and that is, John McKay,
the front door.
The front door. Absolutely. Curb appeal, what people walk through when they're looking at your home, where they spend the time, why the realtor fumbles around with the key and they stand there and make a decision of whether this is a nice house or not. I mean, what else are you going to do for that 30 seconds?
I'm really impressed because we've had shows about increasing curb appeal and what remodels do the most bang for their buck. John remembered.
He remembered that and who the writer of the Great Gatsby was today. He is on point today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him with me to Jeopardy contest tonight.
Because we bought some paint stripper, literally, I'm not making this up. We are going to refinish and repaint the front and back doors on our home.
Nice.
Ding, ding,
that
ding.
That is fantastic. Well, that project in the Pacific region roughly cost $1,366 to redo that project, less if you're just painting like McKay is smartly. But if you need to do a full replacement, front entry, steel door replacement, cost $1,366. Resale value returned on the average of the sales $1,683. 123% return on your money there. So that one is continually at the top of the list. Number two, and in the very similar category that comes up, and we see this a lot in the resale market, and that is a garage door replacement. The garage door replacement is also over, and that is 110% cost recouped. A lot of times you'll go in and you'll see these homes that were built in the late 70s or early 80s, and they have the wood paneled garage doors. And so the you can see daylight. They've shrunk, and you can see daylight through all of the panels. You know, that is a good indication that it is not in the best of shape. And so a garage door replacement like that is something that the consumer is going to be looking for and they're going to be expecting. It also generally in the Tri-Cities faces the street. So now you've got, not only did you stumble around at the front door while you're waiting for the realtor to open it, you also stood in the driveway and talked about the house and if you were going to make an offer or not. What were you standing next to? A brand new garage door, mm-hmm. which makes you think that the whole house seems brand new or has been well taken care of. There's a lot of very little intricacies that add up, and it's fun to see those put into real life, statistically looked at, that those actually are some of the things that return the amount of money needed for you. Number three, and this was a newer one that had been way lower on the list, but there's a couple reasons for why this has changed. Number three, and most people new to the list would not be expecting this, and that is manufactured stone veneer front. And that is when you've gone and you've added stone to the front of the house. Might not need to do the whole house, but you see like in new construction these days where they'll do like halfway up the garage decoratively and then do the entryway. That project is costing roughly on the West Coast $7,258, and that's returning $7,800. So we're at 107% of cost recouped. Now, from a realtor standpoint, I'm looking and saying, okay, why is this? Well, I'll tell you why this is. Number one is that type of stonework has become more popular. If you look at new construction and go through some of these new construction neighborhoods, you're going to see these model homes nowadays with more of those stone accents on the front of it. So if you take an older home like that and that does not have something like that, you renovate it with a feature like this. When it comes to resale value, the first thing the consumer is going to see is they're going to go see all these new model homes they can't afford. Then they're going to go and they're going to look at the resale houses that are in their price range. And if you've made this renovation, what's going to stick in their mind is like, oh, wow.
This is like new.
This is just like the new ones. Exactly. And so another reason, manufactured stone veneer has moved way up on the list this year to the number three position of a renovation project on the West Coast that will return the value.
You know, Lance, I also look at that as it's going to be, like you said, it's more appealing, more attractive than it used to be in the past. And so anytime that a house is on the market, it's more attractive in comparison to the other homes, it's going to sell faster. And the faster it sells, the closer it is to list price, which keeps that price up, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely the case that happens. So there's going to be less negotiation because of the condition and where it's at, especially if it's priced well, and that's going to keep that list price very, very high. So those are some of the top four renovation projects that are coming in on our list. Now, I guess we should try to make it through halfway through my top 10 because we never finish the material that I have. But number four will quickly, and this is one people expect a lot, and that is a minor kitchen remodel. Okay, now they're very specific to differentiate between a major kitchen remodel and a minor kitchen remodel. Minor kitchen remodel would be resurfacing the cabinet faces, not completely reconstructing cabinets, updating the backsplash, and then potentially the poles that go on the cabinet doors and the countertop surface. So maybe you had the old small square tile, or you had the camo top formica.
Okay.
And so we don't see a lot of that anymore in the kitchens. And so you replace that with either a granite or a quartz and did an upgrade like that on the countertops. That is returning 102% of the cost recouped. Minor kitchen remodel on the West Coast, statistically over the entire West Coast, $21,497, and that's returning just about $22,000. So that minor kitchen remodel is going to help the house sell faster. Like Tom was saying, brilliantly said, sell faster when people are looking through and closer to your list price. And that is something where you're going to recoup the money out of. And we see that done a lot in this market, the minor kitchen remodel. And it helps. And that is a very, very accurate statement for our market. So that's our top four of the remodel renovation costs and what you recoup back out of it. A tricky thing that comes up a lot is when people find a home they want to purchase but they want, say, a new roof on that home, or they want to do some renovations as part of their loan. In the past, that's been really clunky and hard to do, but I'm super excited when we come back from the break. Tom at Umpqua is going to talk to us about how we can get some money to accomplish that during the purchase process.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking renovation projects. Get really pumped up and excited about this stuff. I love fixing up properties, seeing them change, seeing the consumers look on their face when they come through and see a property that's been well taken care of and renovated. And it's always exciting where you're showing a house in a more established neighborhood. People love the big trees and the shade, but you can't find a house that looks like the client wants it to in that location. You walk into a house where someone's done these renovations and they've got the kitchen, and you're like, it's just like, they're just like, where's the paperwork? Where's the contract? Mm-hmm. We need to sign. And so it's that type of response that when you're selling your home, you're looking at from a buyer, and getting somebody into that house is just a fantastic, fantastic thing to do. Tom, this was a great topic you brought up this week. I really appreciate you coming up with the idea. Talk to us on the money side of things, what we need to know about some of these renovations and what we're doing in the homes.
You know, Lance, we were talking at the break that I wish I've had this product for the last 10 years, because I can't count how many of my clients have come to me and said, Tom, I want to build a new shop, or we need a new roof and new windows, or we want to put in a pool, or any of these upgrades where not everyone just has $20,000, $30,000 laying around to be able to do these things. And there was never really been an option. And at least we've never offered it. And a lot of times what we would look at, if the client had the equity, would be a full cash out refinance. But the problem with the cash out refinance is that we're really restricted on the maximum loan to value we can go up to, 80% of the value of the home. And that's as it sits right now. So that's before any of these additions are done. And for some people, if they had enough equity built into the property, then we would just give them a check at closing and they can go write a check for these repairs. But for most people, they either don't have the equity to do it, or they just don't have a means to come up with the money. We used to always say, hey, maybe go talk to a bank about getting an unsecured loan. Or do you have a car that's paid off that maybe you can refinance and get some cash out of it? Or can you borrow against 401k? But there wasn't an option for us to just do a renovation loan. And now there is. And I'm really, really excited about it. We just got done with a really cool project, actually. So I'm energized about it. And so I'm excited to share it. Now, we can do this for purchases or refinance. I'm going to start off kind of talking more about the purchase side of things. Now, let's say you have a client that goes and sees a house. They absolutely love it, but they hate the countertops in the kitchen. It needs a new roof, and they want to put new windows in it to update it. Well, typically, they would have to buy the house and just make those repairs on their own. But with this program, we'll finance the house and the remodel all in one package. At closing, our first draw is to go pay off the seller. So the seller's gone, and that side of the contract is completed. And now we have all these funds set aside and allocated for this remodel. We'll allow up to 9 months for the remodel project to take place, which is plenty of time for most of the jobs here in this area. And then once all that work is done, we send the appraiser back out to verify it's done, and then we'll release the money on those the remodel funds. Now, we'll do this on 1 to 4 unit primary residences, 1 unit second homes, and we even offer these on investment properties, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's really rare too. Wow, that's awesome.
On a 1 unit primary residence, so let's say you're going to buy a house for you and your family and you're going to be living in it, we only require 5% down. Now, that 5% down is based off of the total cost of everything. So we're going to take the cost of the home plus the cost of the repairs, and we require a 10% contingency on these. Now, the contingency is based off of the actual cost of the renovation itself. So if you have a $30,000 renovation, we're going to allocate $3,000 in additional funds for anything that may come up that causes the budget to go over. And so I look at it as, again, allocated money. If you don't use it, your loan is less by that amount at the end. So you get it credited back to you. But you'll take that cost of the house, cost of the renovation, and the contingency, and you have to put 5% down based off of that amount. So that's for a primary residence. On a second home, you have to put 10% down, and investment properties 15% down. So there's a lot of options for clients as far as financing goes, regardless of what type of house it is. Now, one thing that takes a little bit of time in processing these, and I usually tell people 60 days from when they go under contract, because let's say you go out with Lance's team, you find a house, you write an offer, they accept your offer. Well, generally, you got a 30-day closer, and we could do that no problem at all. But when you're going to do a renovation, we don't start that loan until we have all the contracts, the bids, the drawings, everything with your contractor. And so it's going to take you time to do that. And you're generally not going to go spend all that time working with a contractor to come up with these plans until you're under contract on the home. So I always recommend people, if you're going to be doing a renovation on a house you're purchasing, do maybe a 60-day close. And that's going to allow you 30 days to get everything tidied up with the builder. And then once we get all those documents, then we can start processing. One of the first things we do, though, is order an appraisal. And their job is to give us the future appraised value of what this house is going to be after this work is done. So let's say you're going to buy a house, but you want a pool in it. Before we'll finance that, we're going to have an appraiser tell us what is this house going to be worth after this pool is in there. And then your down payment is going to be based off the lower of the appraisal or the actual acquisition cost of everything. So it's a great program that allows you to do these different repairs. Now, I really recommend people only use one general contractor, and we don't allow you to get this money and do this the repairs yourself. You have to hire a licensed contractor. But for every contractor that's involved in the project, we have to qualify them. We want to make sure that they're able to do this job. So we're going to get their licenses, their insurance information, check their resume, follow up their references, and make sure they're going to fulfill the contract that they have with you. We don't want to get in a situation where we got a guy who's put a new roof on, but he's only installed windows in his career. So,
please, absolutely. We do not want to do that.
So that just puts us all in a bad scenario. Now, we'll go up to $417,000 in Benton and Franklin County. You can't go above that. If the project goes above that, you just have to pay it down and be able to get to it. Now, let's talk about people who already own a house. And Lance, you've probably seen this. A lot of times houses are the nicest they've ever been when the person goes to sell it.
Yes,
they
absolutely.
Do all these updates, and they don't enjoy it all that time that they live in there. Well, now they have the opportunity to do that. Let's say you do want to do that kitchen remodel like we were talking about before the break. We'll go out there, and it's same principle. We get the contractor to give us all the bids. We give it to an appraiser. He gives us the future appraised value, and we'll lend up to 95% of that value. So as long as the equity is in place, and if your kitchen remodel is returning 107%, it's going to be there, then you'll be able to essentially get funds allocated and set aside. So you do your remodel in your house you already own, and then we pay the contractor when the work is done. So it's a great program. If you've been looking around your house and there's these projects you wanted to do, maybe you want to put in a pool or a shop, didn't have a way to come up with those funds, call me. Let's chat about it. Number at the office is 783-7300.
Tom, that's great, great information, and just another amazing tool for you to have. And that is a situation that we run into on the street all the time, showing houses with clients. And so knowing those time frames and helping negotiate that is really, really nice for us to have in our arsenal of weapons, mm-hmm. as I call it. So thank you very much for that information. Before the break, we were talking about renovation projects that are returning the amount of money that you've put into it, cost recouped. What are the top 10 projects in 2015, according to Remodel Magazine? And they go through and do this survey every year. We come out, we look at the Pacific, the West Coast, and what's going on. Before the break, we got through our top four. Number five on that list, and we see it a lot around the Tri-Cities, and it's coming up to that time of year where you get a lot of use out of that, and that is a deck addition. That is putting a deck on to your house. A lot of times, this is additional living square footage. We just had some clients expand and do this on their house that we had sold, and sold very quickly in a couple of weeks, multiple offers, and they had put a brand new deck on the back of it. So we see this real life happen in Tri-Cities a lot. That project is returning 101% cost recouped on that. Average deck addition on the West Coast running at $11,685 and returning just a little bit more of that, right near $12,000. Number six on the list that we've got, and we see this a lot, and that is window replacement. Getting rid of the old aluminum windows, the panes, the seals might be blown out on them, the fogged up windows. Going and replacing those to vinyl are one of the top things that you can do. And so that ranks in there as right at 95.4% of cost recouped. So that is an absolute great one that you can do. Next one on the list that we've got there is basement remodel. And I was surprised to see this on the list, but a lot of times we have those ramblers with daylight basements, or we have basements that say we're never finished. You know, a lot of the North Richland homes that were originally put in had unfinished basements in them out there. That project is recouping 92.7% of the value there in the basement remodels. Next on the list, and it's funny because I don't see this very often in the Tri-Cities, but it's on the survey, so I'm going to report it. But here's where you go, our local market versus, say, these are West Coast statistics. Number 8 on the list came in as adding an attic bedroom. And so, you know, we don't have a lot of spaces or architecture that allows for that as often. I do not see this as very often in the Tri-Cities. But that project returning just under 92%, 91.7% of the value. And so it's just one of those things where in Tri-Cities, I don't see that. We see a lot of bonus rooms. So I guess you could relate it to our market as if instead of the basement, say you did, a lot of our builders will do here, an unfinished bonus room over the garage. So in that instance, yeah, I could see where you could go in and add that. And we have had a couple builders even do that as a model that they sold here in the Tri-Cities. So from a new construction perspective, I see that more than I would an actual blowout the roof addition.
I'm thinking my attic is, there's not enough room up there for a bedroom.
you would have to make some roof line changes and adjustments. It would be a spendy project. Number 9 on the list there that we've got is, and this was interesting because number 9 was the replacement of a fiberglass front door versus a steel front door. So those were two different categories on the list. And so just kind of interesting that came in that way. And then the next one on the list that came in super high, and that is the last one, our number 10 on the list, is siding replacement. Ooh. And that is something that we do see a lot in this market. Siding replacement is coming in as recouping about 88% of your project cost. And we do see that. A lot of times there was siding that was involved in class action lawsuits in the early to mid 80s, all the way up into the 90s. You had some of the LP siding that was in class action lawsuits. You see some other siding with our weather here. Maybe the paint wasn't maintained well enough on it, so it starts to, you know, expand and bubble up. Fixing that siding is high on the list of cost recouped in these remodel projects. And so that would be something if you're looking at those homes out there. These are some of the big projects when we're working with Tom and saying, what can we do? That you have on your list to be able to recoup your investment and get that money back when you go to resell. And it is a very, very thin line that you're walking there with what can I do to get the money back versus what might just be something that is enjoyment for our family. As you noticed, once again, and I think it'll be a long time before it's ever on there, pools were not on the list.
Very low on
that list, right? and so I don't even think they made the top 20 that I printed off here. So definitely a lower item. But before we go and wrap up here, I want to get some property in because we've got some amazing new listings. So I've got my pick three here. Number one on that list is 2811 South Rainier Place in Kennewick. This is just a fantastic, fantastic family home. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath, plus a den house. This is out in Pheasant Run off of 27th out there in South Kennewick. You've got a great front porch that takes you right into a living room. They've upgraded. They've got the wood floors. This house is just about 2,000 square feet. Tile flooring in the kitchen. You've got an island with a breakfast bar. Just a great. Then you've got the family room den on the upper level. big master suite, walk-in closet, private bathroom, fully fenced backyard and a patio. Very, very cool the way this house is situated. No back neighbors. Opens up to some land, so you got no back neighbors. All of this in this location, coming in at $218,000. I mean, you've got everything out there. Home Depot, the Rock. I mean, you know, the new hospital. So 2811 South Rainier Place, $218,000. Give us a call. This is a fantastic property. Pick number two. This is just a stunning custom-built home. 8906 West 3rd Avenue. This is out there in Hanson Park, just under 3,000 square feet. You've got a huge entry. You've got a formal dining room, den with French doors, gas fireplace, custom mantle, granite countertops in the kitchen, gorgeous cabinetry, built-in double ovens. I mean, this is everything high-end custom in this house. You've got the jetted corner tub, the walk-in shower in the master. Upper level, you've got three bedrooms and two bathrooms, fully fenced backyard, large patio. Custom built home like that, 3,000 square feet, and it's coming in at $360,000. So that, and that is a great location also there at Hanson Park, central, close to everything. Pick number three, now on the opposite end of the price spectrum here, pick number three is 2401 West Canal Drive. And what this is a gorgeous, super clean, two-bedroom, two-bath condo in the Palisades. Just over 1,000 square feet. Bright living room, has a fireplace, slider out to the balcony that overlooks the courtyard, tile countertops, backsplash, just a great, great place. You've got a community pool and clubhouse with a one-car detached garage, and that condo, $105,000.
Ooh.
I mean, $105,000. So there are a lot of options for a property like that. We have some amazing new listings coming on in this market with that brand new inventory. And so it's a great time to be out there looking. Tom mentioned last week, rates are inching up just a little bit. So we're still in a great market with low interest rates. Now's a great time to get in and take a look at this. And we'll be around working all weekend. So feel free to go to the website, kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a call or a message. We've got the number 396-0577. And as always, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.